Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. I have two special guests, almost three special guests, to talk about a special fundraiser being done for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. I have Rhiannon Guervin and Katrina Denninger and Flat Patrick Schneider to talk about opera. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we're listening to Flat Patrick singing right now.
We're actually listening to 3D Patrick singing, but Flat Patrick also has a very nice voice.
Yes.
And Flat Patrick, we can actually describe, is a photo of Patrick Schneider, who is currently
fishing in Homer. Somewhere in Homer.
Yeah, and the three of you have an event coming up. You want to tell us a little bit about it, Rhiannon?
Sure. We have an event coming up this Saturday, August 4th, at 7:30 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center up at the high school. It's a benefit for the Sitka Fine Arts Camp, and it's an evening of opera and art song. So the three of us will be performing some solo pieces as well as some really fun duets and a nice little trio. And it's going to be a really fun evening. Tickets are available at Old Harbor Books, $10 general and $5 for 12 and under. And you can also buy them at the door.
And I guess opera singers, and are you guys both from Sitka?
No.
Lived in Sitka?
Yeah, I grew up in Davis, California. Mm-hmm. And then my parents moved to Sitka after I graduated high school. So I've been here during the summers ever since then.
Terrific. And Katrina?
This is my first time in Sitka, as of yesterday. and I'm from Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay. So this weather is not
familiar to me.
Too unagreeable. That's good. And how do you two know each other?
Kat and I went to the University of Puget Sound together, and we became good friends our sophomore year. We had a lot of classes together.
Yep.
And then we lived together this last year, our senior year.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we've been in operas together.
That's what I was going to say. You have opera in common.
Mm-hmm.
So this event, it's touted as an evening of opera, which I can sort of get my head around, and art song. Katrina, what is art song?
So art song is usually pieces in either English, French, German, or Italian. That are kind of either standalone pieces or sometimes they're in a set or a song cycle, as they call it. And a song cycle will be like a set of songs that has kind of a story or a plot to it, or just a set of standalone songs. And they're written to be not performed within a show, just to be performed in recital or, you know, an afternoon of song or whatever, you know.
That sounds fun. Is that something that has always been a part of, you know, hundreds of years of opera culture, or is that modern?
Mm-hmm. No, that's been around for quite a while. I think, actually, some of the most famous art song is German Lied, which was really popular in the classical romantic era, and that's German art song.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of it. And each of us will be doing a little of that, so.
Well, that's fun. And I think when people think opera, you know, they think sort of over the top, big sets. So, Rhiannon, maybe you can give us the setting. Like, if I go to this event, well, first of all, when I go to opera, I like to put on a velvet scarf. Will I be overdressed?
No. It's going to be a really fun evening, and we encourage any dress that you want, from extra tufts and Carhartts to, you know, really fancy, fun opera dress. So really, whatever you feel most comfortable in, you can show up in. It's going to be a fun and relaxed atmosphere with some really good music. So
will all three of you be on stage performing, or will you each be taking turns?
We'll be taking turns for the most part, but then Kat and I are doing the Kat duet, which will be very fun, and then we'll be doing a trio at the end of the performance with all three of us together.
And since we're talking about clothes, I have to know what you're wearing.
Kat and I will be both be wearing full-length gowns. Mine's a nice purple color with some silver shoes. Color. Yeah.
Did you do not call each other?
They're different purple colors. Yes. Mine's like a bright jewel purple and Kat's is more of a...
subdued purple.
Yes.
Yeah. And I guess I should ask as well... I imagine all of these pieces will be in foreign languages?
Not all of them. There'll be some English on the program. And we'll also be singing in French and Italian and German. Mm-hmm. But there'll be translations for everything in the program, so you'll know what's going on, and little backgrounds on all of the pieces. And so hopefully it will be very accessible to everybody.
That's very fun. And I'm always interested in language. With opera, Katrina, are you studying language?
Both Rhiannon and I have taken language at some point in our education. I took French in high school and for a little while in college, and Rhiannon took German for a couple of years in college, and then also has a very big background in Spanish. So we're both familiar with language, but we spend most of our time. In our vocal performance studies, taking diction. And that is learning the International Phonetic Alphabet, which is a set of symbols that corresponds to sounds. And so once you learn that, then you can use it in all the languages that we study and use in opera. So that's kind of how we figure out the rhythm of the language and how it should be pronounced in a song. So even if we don't know the language, we can still perform in that. And for all of our pieces, we always do both a word-for-word translation and a poetic translation, so we know every word we're saying, but then we also know the overall meaning.
I was going to use a not-so-nice phrase, you know, fake it till you make it. You use the phonetic until you have a better understanding of language to sort of emote the storylines.
Yeah. I mean, we try and kind of, you know, you think when you're learning something, you think about it in the details. And then once you get more comfortable with the piece, then it kind of, you know, becomes a little more natural and more like the rhythm of the language. You know, like, especially Italian has a very, like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like, rhythm to
it. A different cadence.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of like tuning in your ear to those sort of things and translating it into music. So.
That's fantastic. Rhiannon, are you finding when you talk to people that you're very much involved in opera? Are there these stereotypes? Are they expecting you to be a diva?
Yeah, it depends on the person. But there's definitely some stereotypes surrounding opera. And people are always really surprised when they find a young person who's really involved in it. Because I think it has this stereotype of being this very old art form. And so I think it's exciting when people who love opera see that there's this young community that's really loving opera and getting really involved with it. And Kat and I have definitely faced the soprano stereotypes where they expect you to be a big diva.
Or walking in looking like a Valkyrie.
Yes, with the helmets and
spear.
Mm-hmm.
Which will come later in your career.
Oh, definitely. And if you come to the concert, you might even see a little bit of it there.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
A surprise.
Well, I'm sure there are lots of people who are curious about opera, interested to hear the different art songs. So that happens Saturday, 7:30 at the Sitka Performing Arts Center. A Word on My Ear. Which I'm not sure about that phrase. Maybe we can explain that.
Yeah, that's one of the pieces that's going to be on the program. And that's actually the surprise piece. It's going to be towards the end of the program, and it's a very, very funny piece. It's about a very famous and popular opera singer who has just a little musical flaw. So if you want to find out what that musical flaw is, you should come to the concert because it's going to be very great.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. This Saturday, an evening of opera and art song. Saturday, August 4th, 7:30, Sitka Performing Arts Center. Tickets available at Old Harbor Books and the door. And this is family-oriented.
Very family-oriented. Mm-hmm.
All right, Rhiannon, Katrina, thank you so much for joining me. And Flat Patrick.
Thank you.
Silent, but important all the same.
Yes. Mm-hmm.